97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello, what's up?
Hello. Oh, buddy, do I have trends for you. You won't believe all these trends that I've got.
You sound like a used car salesman.
You won't. This baby can fit so many trends. All right, so the first thing I'm going to talk about is something that I've personally seen both with my own eyeballs and in comment threads from our local area. It's a headline from Michigan. It's always from Michigan right now. Portage,
just
Portage,
out,
Michigan.
Just outside of Kalamazoo. They have a very good forensics program.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, for some reason,
Portage Central High School would win the state championship every year, much to our chagrin.
All right, we're not sponsored by Portage, Michigan. Although we are slowly getting sponsored by the state of Michigan.
Yeah.
The Board of Tourism needs to start cutting
checks.
But
is this a bad thing that happened in Portage or a good thing?
So for some reason, the Portage, Michigan CW7 news team, their headline is the one that got picked up for something that I've seen around, saying that the Portage police are saying that people pretending to play violin for money is a, quote, nationwide issue, quote. This has been written about by a lot of publications, but for some reason, the Portage, Michigan coverage of it is the one that's getting shared the most. So that's interesting in and of itself. More, we're going to talk about the pretending to play violin for money.
Yeah, so tell me how this works.
So you've probably seen it. You've probably seen someone playing a violin in a public place, sort of busking with
right.
it, with it plugged into an amplifier.
Yeah.
So 9 times out of 10, according to anecdotal circumstantial evidence, that is a recording of a violin
oh.
performance, and the person is simply miming playing the violin.
Interesting.
And the
would that be obvious to an actual violin player?
It would be obvious okay. to an actual violin player. It is also obvious to normal people.
Fair.
If you just watch them play the violin and things just aren't quite matching up and you have some understanding of what produces noise on a violin, then yeah.
Is this the musical equivalent of you go to a seafood restaurant and order the mahi-mahi, but it's really just tilapia?
It's more like if you order scallops and it's rounds of flounder instead.
Ooh, flounder rounds.
I mean, yeah, which are delicious in
yeah.
their own right, but it's not scallops. The folks that talk about this tend to be split into two camps from what I've been seeing, one of which is who cares, they're panhandling. If they're doing something and putting on a show, what does that matter to you? It's your decision to either give them the money that they are asking for or not.
Right.
And a separate camp of people saying pretending to play the violin is absolutely a universal wrong. You sing for your supper, literally. This is lying to people. And, you know, because
okay.
someone can play the violin is not necessarily going to make them more or less deserving of the charity that I may be willing and able to bestow.
Well, it might make them more deserving, but what if they go the next step and they have a violin that's hooked up to an amp, they're just playing a recorded message out of the amp and just pretending to play, but they've got a sign in front of them explaining what they're doing. Like, I am pretending to play this. This is a recording. Noi ai banda. There is no band.
There is no band.
Silencio.
And, you know, the performance aspect of it, it gets a little dark in comment sections with people expecting panhandlers to put on a show for them, which
right.
I don't really enjoy. Where I want to drill down to close out this particular part of trends is the first person that did this must have just thought they were the smartest person alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, prior to this becoming a recognized and heavy air quotes on this, scam.
Yeah.
It's not a scam. But prior to this becoming commonplace, the first person that came up with this, that is the heart and soul of a businessman, Aaron Keck. That is someone that could make millions and is instead just kind of playing pretend violin in a parking lot.
How much money does it cost to purchase a violin, the fake cord to connect to an amp out of which a recording is coming out of? Like, that's a decent amount of pre-investment if you're just going to be out on the streets panhandling.
That's actually
it?
Another layer of pearl clutching for this. We're talking about this way longer than I anticipated.
Oh, but this is the segment.
It's fun to talk about. Another layer of pearl clutching is that these are violins presumably purchased cheaply.
Oh, I'm sure.
Pawn shops and the like.
Still, it's a decent amount of money.
And on a couple images, folks have pointed out that there's just a crude hole drilled in the side and just a cable kind of shoved in there. Like, that's not an electric violin in the slightest. They just made a hole to put the cable into.
Correct, but even like a pawn shop regular violin
it's
is still
going to
set you back a bit in the cable and the amp and the everything.
Like, yeah. There's significant investment to this bit.
Well, I hope they make a lot of money from it.
Me too. I honestly wish them nothing but the best. I've seen enough DJs that just push play that I can respect the craft of just simply playing to the crowd and putting on a show.
Isn't this just Diplo?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is just Diplo. I will 100% dunk on Diplo on the morning show for the two people that care about that.
Hey, that's probably two more than got my Mulholland Drive reference from a minute and a half ago. One thing to wrap up this conversation that will bring it all back full circle. Brad and I were driving in Durham yesterday, and we got to the intersection of 54 and Fayetteville right there by South Point Mall. And there was a panhandler who was right there in the median, and he was juggling.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually,
juggling.
Not just a recording. Actually juggling.
It's like the Tupac hologram, but it's just a juggling man. You're standing next to him, just sort of Vanna Whiting, just presenting, taking various poses.
It worked. I was impressed. I was on the opposite side of the road, but I saw him make some money. So,
I mean, I'm glad he made the money.